From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Apple is making a field trip to Chicago today to say something. That much we know. The rest, in classic Apple fashion, is shrouded in secrecy. The best guess about today's event is that the company will introduce a more affordable iPad. It could be a move to regain its shrinking presence in the education market, as Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
Apple beat Google and Microsoft into the classroom, but their devices were cheaper, and that cost Apple. Justin Reich is an education researcher at MIT. He says most students use tech for simple tasks like taking notes and writing papers.
If that's all you're asking a computer to do in a classroom, then the least expensive one is usually a great solution.
The new iPad is expected to have a sticker price around $260, similar to Google's Chromebook and Microsoft's Surface. But says Jitesh Ubrani, a tech analyst with IDC Group, the stakes for these companies go beyond the $7 billion education market.
You're getting kids used to using your products at a very early age. You know, once they graduate, once they're out of school, they want to use a product, they're going to go to something that feels familiar.
And Ubrani says just because Apple lowers its price doesn't mean schools will sign on. Many school systems have contracts for their current devices that last years. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.